Lesson 6C, Exercise 7. 1.
Last summer, my friend Liam and I visited a national park. There's a beautiful lake there, with woods all around it. One day, we decided to swim in the lake, so we changed into our swimming trunks behind some trees. After swimming for about 30 minutes, Liam returned to the trees. Then he shouted to me, "Our clothes! Where are they? They aren't here!" We looked for them everywhere. Then we noticed two boys in the wood with our clothes in their hands. I shouted to them and they dropped our clothes and hurried away into the wood. Liam wanted to catch them, but I stopped him.
2.
Last year, my friend Sam and I visited Yellowstone National Park. When we arrived, we pitched our tent near a lovely river and decided to sleep for an hour. About 30 minutes later, a roar interrupted our sleep. "That sounds like a bear," whispered Joe. I agreed. Bears can be dangerous, so we carefully opened the tent, looked around, then we walked quietly to the car. We closed the car doors and locked them. 2 minutes later, a large bear appeared from the trees. It walked to our tent and looked inside. Then it destroyed the tent with its big paws. We waited quietly in the car. After about 5 minutes, the bear returned to the woods and we returned home in the car, without our tent and sleeping bags.
3.
I live in a village in the mountains. Last spring, my friend Emma and I decided to trek over the mountains to a youth hostel in another village. We started at 9 in the morning. But at lunchtime, it started to rain and clouds covered the mountain. We arrived at a cave and waited there. When it stopped raining, we walked on. But we followed the wrong path. We stopped again. "Where are we?" asked Emma. "I don't know," I replied. "I think we're lost. I haven't got a compass with me, but I've got a map app on my phone. We can see where we are." So we opened the app and used it to find our way back to the path. We soon arrived at the village and stayed at the youth hostel.
4.
Last June, I visited a safari park with my family. You have to drive round the park and you mustn't stop or open the windows. Well, we followed the road and looked at all the amazing wild animals. Elephants, hippos, monkeys, tigers and gorillas. Then, suddenly, the car slowed down and stopped. Dad tried to start it again. "What's the matter with the car?" asked Mum. "I can't start it," replied Dad. "There isn't any petrol." Then my little brother noticed some lions. "Look, Dad, they're coming to the car," he cried. "Don't worry," replied Dad. "They can't get into the car." The lions walked round the car and then returned to their family. Luckily, one of the safari park wardens noticed our car soon afterwards and rescued us.